Environmental threats to the world-famous salmon fisheries in Bristol Bay from the proposed Pebble Mine have prompted the Alaska Board of Fisheries to ask the Alaska Legislature to review the permitting process. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The much-anticipated letter from the Alaska Board of Fisheries to the legislature was released on Friday, but it sprang out of an effort in December to begin the process of creating a fish refuge in Bristol Bay. Proposal 13 called for the Board of Fish to ask the legislature to create the refuge in an effort to augment the protection of fish habitat in the Quijack and Nooshiegak River drainages. The authors of the proposal believe that some salmon habitat in those watersheds face potential major environmental impacts from large-scale metallic sulfide mines like the Pebble Mine. Proposal 13 was so controversial that it prompted the Board of Fish to separate public testimony on the issue from the public testimony on all of the other proposals during the December Bristol Bay Finfish meeting in Anchorage. One of those who testified was Deantha Crockett. She's a projects coordinator for the Resource Development Council. She said that the intent of the proposal was to debate the merits of the Pebble Mine.
Proposal 13 reclassifies land designations that alter an already meticulous permitting process that oversees resource development in the Southwest Alaska region. It can impair economic opportunity for area residents, including development of infrastructure and local governance.
The public testimony on Proposal 13 was split between pro and con, but the majority of those who testified thought a fish refuge was a good idea, including David Harsela, the president of the Alaska Independent Fishermen's Association.
List of defects that we've examined in the Department of Natural Resources Bristol Bay Area Plan is extensive. The bottom line is that the Department of Natural Resources has lost credibility to manage land in the Bristol Bay drainages. I ask the Board of Fish to please let this process move ahead and take its course to the state of Alaska legislature.
In the end, the members of the Alaska Board of Fisheries concluded that a fish refuge was not a good idea, but they instead decided to ask the legislature to conduct the review of the permitting process in Alaska for large mines. However, they couldn't agree on the language of the letter and decided to work on it in the interim. The language was worked out and the letter was made public on Friday. One of those following the issue is longtime Bristol Bay drift netter Lindsay Bloom, who also works for Trout Unlimited. She believes the letter from the Board of Fisheries accurately summarizes what happened during the December Board of Fish meeting.
They mention in the letter that the majority of the testimony was in favor of the proposal and in favor, in fact, of creating a refuge in Bristol Bay. So, you know, I sat through and I was sort of checking off who testified on one side or the other. And from my calculations, it was, you know, 2 to 3 in favor out of the 80 people who testified.
The letter that has been sent to Speaker of the House Mike Chenault and Senate President Gary Stevens reads that while the Board of Fisheries recognizes that no specific permitting plan has yet been proposed for the development and the operation of the Pebble Mine, the Board is still very concerned about the Pebble Mine's development because of its potential magnitude. The letter goes on to read that because the habitat of the potentially affected drainages is so critical to the fish and game resources of Bristol Bay, the Board of Fisheries respectfully requests that the legislature conduct a comprehensive evaluation of the permitting protections and standards, including regulations and statutes, which provide safeguards against environmental damage. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.